ਨਹੀਂ ਅਜੇ ਆਹੋ ਥੋੜ੍ਹੀ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਠੀਕ ਹੈ
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه، فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: إن الله مع الصابرين. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: كم من فئة قليلة غلبت فئة كثيرة بإذن الله والله مع الصابرين. صدق الله العظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين. Respected elders, our young friends, our sisters in Islam, inshallah, maybe this is one of the last times I try and speak on the issue of Gaza. Inshallah, every week we'll have something to go with Gaza, so we do not forget the plight of our brothers and sisters in Gaza, in Sudan, in Yemen, and in other areas of the world. You know, there are many, many lessons that we can learn from what we have seen in the last week. Last Friday, you must have seen the scenes in Gaza. Why? Because of the ceasefire. And yes, it is a joyous occasion that people witnessed after 733 days, if my mathematics is not wrong. Because it started on the 7th of October, 2023. So you got two full years, that makes it 730 days. And then, so 365 plus 365, that's 730. And then you got 8, 9, and 10. So the ceasefire happened on the 10th of October, last week on a Friday. It was a joyous occasion. Approximately, with a conservative estimation, on average, every single day, 100 people were killed every day in Gaza. That is a conservative estimation, 100 people. 30 children were martyred every single day. 30 children every single day. 170,000 people are injured in a lot of cases for the rest of their lives. They become completely disabled, incapacitated. 1,700 medical personnel, personnel, okay, also have been killed. 300 are imprisoned. 250 journalists have been murdered, brutally murdered. So nothing can come out from Gaza. It's complete control, complete control. They have completely ruined 80% of everything that was standing in Gaza. 80% is rubble. Do you know how much rubble is lying currently in Gaza? You might be shocked. 50 million cubic tons of rubble is lying in Gaza. 50,000 people are on the verge of starvation. 500 children have died because of malnutrition. 2,500 people were killed whilst queuing in line for food. So, yes, it is a joyous occasion. Okay, alhamdulillah, at least to an extent, everything has stopped. To a certain extent, it is. But what is the lesson that comes out of it? And that is for me and for you to learn. What lesson has come out? You know, what has happened in Gaza and the ceasefire is not the doing of America. It's not the doing of the UK, as they claimed. Okay, we were working behind the scenes. The minister says to Trevor Phillips on Sunday, in the morning on Sunday, after the ceasefire on Friday, that Britain were working behind the scenes. If it was not for Britain, we would not be in the mess in the first place. If it was not for the Balfour Treaty, we would not be in the same mess where you go and you give a foreign land that does not belong to you to individuals that don't deserve to have the land. And now they're claiming it is because of us that the ceasefire has come into the open. But you know, there's a massive lesson that me and you can take out from that ceasefire. that ceasefire happened not because of any external government, not because of Trump, not because of anyone else. You know why it's happened? Because of the sabr, the fortitude, the forbearance, the tolerance of the people of Gaza. 57 Muslim countries of the world deserted those very Muslims. 57 countries of the world. You go to Saudi Arabia, that we call one of the Islamic countries of the world. An imam gets arrested in 2018, in August 2018, August, he gets arrested. You know why? Because he said, ittaqullah, fear Allah. Look what you are doing in terms of entertainment, where you got free mixing, where you got haram. When he mentioned in regards to the responsibility of enjoining good to one another, and mashallah, Sheikh Saleh bin Talib, he was arrested in August 2018 for that khutbah. And he was imprisoned for 10 years. For 10 years. For giving the message of the Quran. You know, someone said it so beautifully. Someone said it so beautifully. And mashallah, we agree with the sentiments of that individual. You know what he said? And this is an eye-opener for everyone. What did he say? The shoes of one Palestinian child, the shoes of one Palestinian child are worth more than 57 Muslim countries or 57 Muslim leaders of the Islamic world. One Palestinian child's shoes are worth more. This is what he says. And you know, I saw one Instagram reel. You know what he said? You know what the Islamic countries have done? 57 Muslim countries. You know what they've all done? They've all stood up. They've all stood up for the freedom of Israel. And to guarantee the freedom and the protection of Israel. Not for Palestine. The people of Palestine, they got what they did. MashaAllah, they got what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised them. Wallahu ma'as sabireen. So if the people of Palestine are rejoicing, they deserve it. 100% they deserve it. But for me and you, there is multiple lessons that we need to take. You know, we go through difficulties in our life as well. We go through halat. See, you might be suffering financially. You might be suffering mentally. You might be suffering physically. You might be emotionally. You may be suffering. But you know what this tells me and you? When in your hard times come in your life, remember, don't rely on anyone. Don't rely on anyone. This is a huge lesson that you learn from the people of Gaza. When you are in times of difficulty, you know, mashallah, someone says, when you are standing, everyone respects you. The moment you lie down and you fall on your hospital bed, people don't want to know you. In times of difficulty, the world will desert you. And that's what the world has done. That's what the world has done. UN, what you tell me, what did they do? What did Islamic countries do? Maybe besides some rhetoric, some speaking. Beyond that, they've done absolutely nothing. What do I and you learn? Learn to become people of fortitude, people of patience, people of tolerance, people of sabr. And I'm going to share with you something amazing. In the Quran, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in the Quran in Surah Al-Ankabut? When you get a chance afterwards, right at the end of para number 20, if you go get a chance, go on to reading para number 20. What does Allah say? Alif lam mim. Ahasiba an-nas an yutraku an yaqulu amanna wa hum la yuftanun. You think just because you've read the kalima, you're not going to be tested? You will most certainly, you are going to be tested. You will be tested. But then, you know, in order to comfort the Muslims, now remember, Surah Al-Ankabut is a Makki surah. It was revealed in Makkah Mukarrama. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is first mentioning in that surah, Allah ta'ala mentions how, you know, Muslims will go through difficulty. But then to give them comfort, what does Allah mention in that surah? He mentions the story of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. The story of Nuh alayhi salam. So, you know, how Nuh alayhi salam invited his community for 950 years and he went through immense difficulty. And then how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delivered him. Then Allah ta'ala mentions the story of who? Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He mentions the story of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Thereafter, after mentioning the story of Nuh alayhi salam, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, after that, what does Allah say to the Muslims in the beginning of the 21st juz of the Quran? وَلَا تُجَادِلُوا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنِ. Don't fight the people of the scripture and the people of the book, but in a beautiful manner. Now you tell me, were they Ahlul Kitab in Makkah Mukarrama? There were none. Where were the Ahlul Kitab? They were in Medina Munawwara. The Jews and the Christians, they are in Medina Munawwara. What is Allah telling the Muslims in Makkah Mukarrama when they're going through persecution in Makkah Mukarrama? What is the message Allah is giving them? You should exercise patience. Look at the story of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. Allah delivered him. It took time. But Allah Ta'ala delivered him after 950 years. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought about فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ وَأَصْحَابَ السَّفِينَةِ. Allah says in the Quran, Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, he went through immense difficulty in the same land, in Makkah Mukarrama, in Iraq, and then subsequently in Egypt. Ibrahim alayhi salam went through difficulty. But what does Allah say to the Muslims? وَلَا تُجَادِلُوا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ. What does that mean? There is going to come a time for you as well. You are going to be delivered and you are going to migrate to a land where there are who? Ahlul Kitab. And that's what happened. وَلَا تُجَادِلُوا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ. Rasulullah migrated. So the first lesson for me and you, when you are in difficulty, connect yourself to Allah. But connect yourself to Allah not when you get into the difficulty. You connect yourself to Allah before the difficulty starts. Hadith mentioned by Imam al-Tirmizi rahimahullah. What did the Surah say? اُذْكُرُ اللَّهَ فِي السَّرَّةِ يَذْكُرْكَ فِي الدَّرَّةِ. Remember Allah in times of prosperity, and Allah will remember you in times of adversity. It's no good a person saying, oh Allah, you know, if you are my master, you are my Rabb, now I'm in difficulty, oh Allah help me. Because this is an unknown voice to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to remember Allah when you are in need. When you are in need, then inshallah you ask, you know, when you are not in need, you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know what we do? We are very, very selfish. We only make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we are in a dire need, when someone is in coma, someone is in ICU, someone is dying, someone has been given cancer and 24 hours and 72 hours to live. And this is why, this is when we are making dua. No. Rasulullah is saying you make dua when you are in a good state. Then Allah Ta'ala will remember you. When you are in a time of adversity, Allah will remember you. So my first message, inshallah, what we learn from the ceasefire, it came about because of the forbearance, the fortitude, and the effort and the sacrifices of the people of Gaza. But what do I and you learn? When you are in need, everyone will leave you. No one is going to come to your aid. So what do you do? Connect yourself with the being who is going to help you, be it you are in need or be it you are, whatever your case, inshallah, you have to establish your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What did the Messenger of Allah say? Hadith mentioned by Imam Muslim. عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرًا. The matter of a believer is amazing. If he is in good hal, if you are in a good state, you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah ta'ala will give you khayr. And if you are in a state of difficulty, then you do sabr and show fortitude. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you more. Another hadith again in mentioned by Imam Muslim rahimahullah, where Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam says, As-sabru diya. As-sabru diya. You know, fortitude and sabr will lighten the pathway for you. Will lighten the pathway for you. Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahimahullah says, in the life of a believer, sabr is like how the sun enlightens a pathway for you. Sabr in your life will inshallah enlighten your spiritual journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So exercise patience. Rasulullah alayhi salam in one hadith he says, mentioned by Imam al-Tirmizi rahimahullah, what did Rasulullah say? Wa'alam. No. Anna al-Nasr ma'a sabr. The assistance of Allah will come because of your fortitude, because of your sabr. Number one. Wa anna al-Farj ma'a al-Karb. You know, farj and, you know, expansion. And Allah Ta'ala will give you relief in your matter after difficulty. Wa anna ma'a al-Usri yusra. With the difficulty will come ease. There's another hadith, beautiful hadith mentioned by Imam al-Tirmizi rahimahullah. You know, what happened to the people of Gaza and the fact they stood up? They stood up. They lost. You know, these are conservative estimations. That there has been approximately 70,000 lives have been lost. 170 people, maybe 1,000 people have been maimed, which is 12% of the entire population of Gaza has been maimed, disabled. And they are in sometimes life-threatening diseases and difficulties. Have you seen kids that have got shrapnel all over their faces? And now they're thinking, you know what, we should give Ukrainian-style visas to people from Gaza to bring them to the UK. And, you know, it's a fair-fetched thing that is going to happen. It's not going to happen. But anyway, so the first lesson we learn, look at the hadith mentioned by Imam al-Tirmizi, rahimahullah. Rasulullah says, أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ بَلَاءً الْأَنْبِيَاء ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلْ فَالْأَمْثَلِ. And then Rasulullah went on to say, يُبْتَلَ الرَّجُلْ عَلَى قَدْرِ دِينِهِ. What did Rasulullah say? أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ بَلَاءً. The people who are tested the most are the Anbiya alayhim salam. And then those who are closer to the Anbiya. The people of Gaza have showed me and you what true Iman is. And you know why? Because they've got attachment to the Quran. Because they are attached to the Quran, they know the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What the people, the Zionists, went in to achieve, you believe me, in terms of 100%, they've received absolutely not a single goal why they went inside. They went inside to ethnically cleanse the Palestinians. They went inside to completely disarm Hamas. Now, you know what's happened now? Now you've got rebel groups. Now you've got rebel groups that now are fighting for power in Gaza. This is what they are doing. Now, Israel has stood up a Muslim, apparently they call them Muslims. They are now standing up to fight against the Hamas. And now the people are going to be going through difficulty in terms of civil war in Gaza. This is what's going to happen in Gaza. It's unfortunate, but this is, you know, so this is why, inshallah, I'll just share with you, I'll just finish the hadith mentioned by Imam al-Tirmizi, rahimahullah. يُبْتَلَ الرَّجُلْ عَلَى قَدْرِ دِيدِهِ. A individual is tested based on the level of your deen. How much iman you have, that is how much you are going to be tested. So inshallah, my first lesson, inshallah, learn to become people of fortitude and sabr. And when the sacrifices come, inshallah, we tolerate it. And inshallah, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the only one who will never disappoint you in life and will stand by you every moment of your life is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What did Rasulullah salam say? Allahumma, the messenger of Allah, one of the du'as of the messenger of Allah, what did he say? Rasulullah said, oh Allah, do not hand me over to my nafs for the blink of an eye. So you want the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every moment of your life. Another lesson that we learn. So remember, in times of difficulty, everyone will desert you. That's what we learn from the people of Gaza. So therefore, connect yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Learn fortitude, learn sabr, learn patience, learn forbearance in life. And inshallah, you will have success. Inshallah, we will have success. Number one. Number two. The second lesson we learn from the people of Gaza, don't ever trust non-Muslims. Forgive me for saying this, but I can tell you this with a lot of confidence. Don't ever trust non-Muslims. You know what they've done? They've signed a peace treaty or a ceasefire. They've released some of the hostages that have come out. And now you know what he's saying? Hamas will have to disarm, otherwise America will go in and we will kill them. Number one. Number two, we want every single hostage, dead or alive, we want every single hostage. Otherwise, we will come and we will kill Hamas. Now, you tell me, in 50 million tons of rubble, where do you go and find dead bodies? Where do you, you know, some things are just common sense. How do you go and find in 50 million tons of rubble bodies? Okay, you meant to look after, you can't look after your own and you're going to look after the enemy. And this individual is now saying, mashallah, you know, everyone should realize, you want to see until now, we never saw Fir'aun. We never saw Abu Jahl. So we don't know how physical arrogance and takabbur looks like. Now you want to see it, you see Trump. Really. You want to see arrogance in human form, look at him. The way he speaks, this is Fir'aun, you know, I'm not saying, but this is Fir'aun of this century. The Fir'aun of our century now, okay, you can say guaranteed, we've not seen such a rhetoric in our lifetime. I don't know, mashallah, if you have. But I've not seen in 50 years, I've never seen rhetoric like this, and especially against Muslims. You know, have you heard the lecture he gave in the Israeli parliament? Did you hear the lecture he gave? It is shocking, shocking. He addresses Netanyahu and he says, BB is a nickname for Netanyahu. BB asked me for weapons. We gave it to them. We gave every single weapon that they asked for. And you know how much? $40 billion worth of weapons were given to Israel to bombard children, innocent women, etc. in Gaza. And you know what he said? This is what is shocking. You know what he said? He said, but you need to know how to use them. And they use them well. They use them well. And then we can't even say, you say, the moment you say something, then you are anti-Semitic. You are against the Jews. You know, but we can't even say what is reality on the ground. So this is something that we also learn. Never, ever trust a kafir. And I'm not saying this. Surah Al-Ma'idah, you have a look, inshallah, please have a look in Surah Al-Ma'idah. If I remember rightly, I think it's ayat number 51 in Surah Al-Ma'idah. Surah number 5 of the Quran, ayat number 51. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, la tattakhidhu al-yahud wal-nasara awliya, ba'duhum awliya u ba'd. Don't take the Jews and the Christians as your intimate friends. If anyone does, then you are of them. I'm not saying this is the Quran. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. You take them as your allies, as your intimate friends, then you are of them. Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayat number 120. What does Allah say? وَلَنْ تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَنْ نَصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ وَلَنْ تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ Yahud and the Nasara never will be happy with you. They'll never be pleased with you. حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ Until you become a Jew, a Christian, a kafir, a non-Muslim. We Muslim leaders think, okay, just because you are on the side of Trump, they are going to be happy with you. Until you do not forsake your deen, until then they will never be happy with you. Never ever trust. If you get a chance, inshallah, afterwards, look at Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah's Kitabul Maghazi, in the chapter of expeditions, where Imam Bukhari mentions Ghazwatul Raji'. Where a Sahabi, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Tariq, radiyallahu ta'ala, said, I would never ever surrender to a kafir. I would never ever surrender to a kafir. Khair, inshallah, my message, please, I want you to open your eyes. Becoming a friend of a non-Muslim does not only mean, okay, you acknowledge that you are a friend or an enemy of a non-Muslim. Following in the lifestyle of a non-Muslim is also befriending them. Look at our lives, Muslims celebrating Christmas. You know, you have to open your eyes. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiyallahu anhuma, used to say, O Muslim, you should be ashamed if you are reading the scriptures of a non-Muslim. Allah gave you the Quran, which is in the original form. They will not read the Quran, and you know their books are distorted, they are changed, they are alterated. Why are you reading their books? Why are we following in the pathway? Hadith mentioned by Imam Bukhari, Imam Tirmizi, many others. لَتَتَّبِعُنَّ السُّنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ حَذْوَ النَّعْلِ بِالنَّعْلِ حَتَّى لَوْ دَخَلُوا جُحْرَ دَبٍّ لَتَّبَعْتُمُوهُمْ أو كما قال عليه السلام. You will most certainly follow in the footsteps of those who have gone before you. So inshallah, you know my message. I've given you two messages. Message number 3. We make dua. You know, everything has come about because of the awareness that has been raised by non-Muslims. They have put Muslims to shame. Absolute shame. I don't know if you saw. You must have seen the video. It's only a 2-minute clip. In the Irish Parliament, there is a minister. Do you know what he said? I pray and I hope that Netanyahu burns in hell. I am quoting. I am quoting. I hope and pray Netanyahu burns in hell because he's got the blood of thousands of people on his hand. This is a non-Muslim. I bet my house on this. Not one Muslim leader can say this. Not one Muslim leader. Those people who have raised awareness from the people of Gaza are non-Muslims. Greta Thunberg, Greta Thunberg. MashaAllah, see what she has done. The people of the flotilla, majority were non-Muslims. One sahabi, I'll quote you the hadith inshallah, sahabi, hadith is mentioned by Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah. If I remember rightly, it's hadith number 1432 in Kitab al-Zakat. You can have a look. Hakim ibn Hizam has quoted the hadith. Imam Bukhari has quoted, and it's in Sahih Bukhari, in Kitab al-Zakat. Sahabi came to the Messenger of Allah when he embraced Islam. And he said, Messenger of Allah, in the days of Jahiliyyah, أَرَأَيْتَ أُمُورًا كُنْتُ أَتَحَنَّثُ بِهَا فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ. You know, من صدقة وعتاق وصلة الرحم. Messenger of Allah, I used to do many, many good actions in the days of Jahiliyyah. Messenger of Allah, will I get any reward for them? What did Rasulullah say? أَسْلَمْتَ عَلَىٰ مَا أَسْلَفْتَ مِنْ غَيْرِ. Do you know why Allah Ta'ala granted you the tawfiq of iman? It's because of what you did in the past. Because of your sadaqah, because of your itaqah, because of your emancipation of slaves, because of your silatul rahim, joining family ties. That's why Allah gave you the tawfiq of iman. We pray, inshallah, from the bottom of our hearts. Those people who are standing side by side, on the side of the people of Gaza, we make dua for them. Allah Ta'ala grant them, every single one of them, the tawfiq of iman. That tomorrow, inshallah, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala give them iman. And In conclusion, I want to share with you one statement. Life is very short. Life is very, very short. Visit three places in life if you can. And inshallah, this is a message, if everyone can please take it away. In life, visit three places. Number one, hospital. Number two, the prison. And number three, the graveyard. You go to the hospital, you will value the health Allah has given you. Number one. Number two, go to the prison. You will value the freedom that Allah has given you. How you are able to freely walk, come to the masjid, sit down with your children. Okay, come into the masjid, read two rakat namaz. There was one person in jail was asked, what is your desire? You know what he said? I would feel, look what he says. I will feel if I am able to walk out under the sky, go to a masjid, read two rakat namaz, I will feel I am the king of my time. If he can come to the masjid, read two rakat salat, I will classify myself to be the king of my time. Go hospital, you will value your health. Go to the prison, you will value freedom. Number two. Number three, go to the graveyard, you will value life. You will value life. Go to the hospital, number one. Go to the hospital, go to the dialysis unit and see those people who are on kidney dialysis. They have to stay on the machine for 4 hours for that machine to refine their blood and then put it back into their system. Your kidneys are doing that for you and you don't even realize. You know, go to the hospital. There are people who can't see. Go to the hospital, there are people who can't talk. Go to the hospital, there are people who can't walk. وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So you can thank Allah. Allah gave you all the faculties. Go to a optician and see those individuals that are going there who got a cataract. Who got example, they have to have, you know, operations with the eye. We are able to function so freely. اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس رواه الإمام حاكم رحمه الله في المستدرك. Imam Hakim has quoted the hadith in the Mustadrak. Value five before five. And one of them is what? صحتك قبل سقمك. Value your صحة before the time comes when you become unwell. So my first message, inshallah, please, just with the intention of even going to see a non-Muslim, go to the hospital. And if you go to hospital because a loved one is in hospital, we make dua for them, Allah grant them shifa. But when you go also see the next door neighbor to your relative who is a non-Muslim and ask them as well. You know, we are taught care and compassion and kindness. Khair inshallah. So number one. Number two, go to a prison and you will see the value of freedom. You will see the value of freedom. There is a reason why. What did Rasulullah say? It's so beautiful. Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam said, anyone who reads, anyone, is a hadith mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, you can have a look, inshallah, it's in Kitab al-Da'wat. Anyone who reads, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir, the fourth kalima, after farz namaz, anytime during the day, if you read that 10 times, Allah will give you the reward of freeing one slave from the children of Ismail alayhi salam, from the descendants of Ismail alayhi salatu salam. Now you might ask a question, but we can't do that. But you see, what is the reward of freeing one slave? Of one slave. Every limb of his body that you have freed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will free your body from the fire of hell. For every limb. Now see, me and you can't do that because we are not in a country whereby we have slaves. So what do? Read La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah 10 times. Allah will give you the reward of freeing one slave. And it's simple. And you do it 100 times, you get the reward of 10, freeing 10 slaves. And the last one, inshallah, you go into a graveyard and you will see how short a life is. Every stone, every name, every date on the stone is giving you a message. These were people who were once alive. These were people who had dreams. These were people, okay, who, mashallah, were kings of their time. But now they are telling you, we are absolutely nothing. That's what is going to happen to me as well. The grave is giving you a message. No one will come with you. The only thing that will come with you is your a'mal, is your actions. That's the only thing coming with you. Inshallah, there's much more to say. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq, inshallah. May Allah open our eyes. May Allah ta'ala make us change for the better, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Brothers, inshallah, there's a lot of space in front of you, inshallah. If you can please make sure that the brothers who are at the back, if you can just fill in the spaces at the front, inshallah, so the people who are coming late, they can get their spaces, inshallah. Please fill in all the gaps, inshallah. Brother, inshallah, just a request for to make dua, inshallah, for everyone, all our brothers and sisters, inshallah. You know, I was saying that there's absolutely no guarantee of life. There's a friend of ours from our local area in Forest Gate. You won't believe what happened. He's absolutely healthy, absolutely healthy. At the age of 56, he went to a janaza in Blackburn. So he drove himself, he went to janaza in Blackburn. Whilst he's walking to the janaza, suddenly he stopped walking. He stopped walking. He just couldn't move. Why? Because, and then he was taken from to the hospital straight away. They diagnosed that he's got a trapped nerve. He's got a trapped nerve. Anyway, they discharged him from the hospital. They give him some medication. He was slightly able to walk. He came back to London. He felt slightly unwell. He was taken to London Hospital. London Hospital, because he's getting temperature. They diagnosed him as infection in the blood. Infection in the blood. Absolutely healthy. On Saturday night, people went to meet him. Okay, he was absolutely fine. And he's saying, inshallah, just make dua. Now this is a prison for me and I want to come home. And they're most probably they're going to discharge me tomorrow. Sunday after Zuhr, he gets a heart attack. Passed away on the spot. Absolutely healthy. 56 years old. No medical condition. He's hardly ever been to the hospital. First time he's been to the hospital. So there's absolutely no guarantee for life. This is why, inshallah, the time that we have is very, very brief. Value the time that we have. We don't know what's coming around the corner. We think, you know, people in my family live till 75, 80. I've got a long, long time left in life. Death is much closer than we think it is. Inshallah, go to the graveyard and you will see people have died at the age of 15, at the age of 25, at the age of 30. And some maybe lived beyond 70 and 80. But for me and you, the only thing that is coming with me and you in our graves is your a'mal, is your action. لِسَعْيِهَا رَاضِيَةً وَجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاعِمَةً لِسَعْيِهَا رَاضِيَةً فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةً. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله أما بعد فأوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله عز وجل فهي زاد المتقين وسبب نجاح الدنيا والآخرة عباد الله الدنيا دار غرور وسرعة زوال، والإنسان لا يعرف قيمة النعم حتى تفقد. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس، الصحة والفراغ. رواه الإمام البخاري رحمه الله. ومن أعظم ما يذكرنا بقيمة النعم أن نزور ثلاثة أماكن: المستشفى والسجن والمقبرة. فمن زارها بقلب مؤمن عرف قيمة ثلاثة: الصحة والحرية والحياة. إذا دخلت المستشفى رأيت النعمة التي أنت فيها، رأيت من يتمنى أن يقوم من سريره، أو يتنفس بلا ألم، أو ينام ساعة بلا دواء. وهناك تدرك معنى قول الله عز وجل: والله أخرجكم من بطون أمهاتكم لا تعلمون شيئا، وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة لعلكم تشكرون. فيا عباد الله، الصحة رأس المال. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس: حياتك قبل موتك، وصحتك قبل سقمك. رواه الإمام حاكم رحمه الله. وإذا زرت السجن ورأيت من حرموا حريتهم، علمت أن الخروج إلى المسجد والمشي إلى بيتك والنوم مع أسرتك كلها نعم عظيمة. فكم من إنسان خلف القضبان يتمنى ركعتين في المسجد. قال ابن القيم رحمه الله: العبد الحر هو من تحرر قلبه من الذنوب وإن كان في السجن، والمأسور هو من أسره هواه وإن كان طليقا. وإذا زرت المقبرة علمت أن الدنيا قصيرة وأن الرحيل قريب. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: كنت نهيتكم عن زيارة القبور فزوروها فإنها تذكر الآخرة. رواه الإمام مسلم رحمه الله. فيا عباد الله، اللهم ارزقنا شكر نعمك، اللهم لا تحرمنا الصحة والعافية واجعلها عونا لنا على طاعتك. اللهم اجعلنا من الشاكرين، اللهم اجعلنا من الذاكرين الموت والمستعدين للقائك، آمين يا رب العالمين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، من يتأمل في هذه الزيارات الثلاثة يرى أن الحياة قصيرة والصحة زائلة والحرية قد تسلب في أي لحظة، فلنغتنمها قبل فواتها. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت، والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله الأماني. رواه الإمام الترمذي رحمه الله. فيا أيها الأحبة، استعملوا الصحة في طاعة الله، واشتغلوا الحرية في نصرة الدين، واستثمروا حياتكم قبل أن يقال فلان تحت التراب. اللهم اجعلنا من الشاكرين لنعمك، اللهم متعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا، اللهم اشف مرضانا وفك أسرانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اجعل زيارتنا للمستشفيات والسجون والمقابر تذكرة لنا لا عبرة علينا. اللهم أصلح قلوبنا واختم بصالحات أعمالنا. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه أجمعين. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وجل وأهم وأتم وأعظم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Brothers, please, inshallah, move forward. Fill in all the gaps, inshallah. Brothers, please, your garments above the ankles for the duration of salah. And those people who have their children with you, inshallah, if you can please just keep them with yourselves, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
سووا الصفوف فإن تسوية الصفوف من إقامة الصلاة، وصلوا صلاة المودعين يا عباد الله. الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى. سبحان ربي الأعلى. سبحان ربي الأعلى. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى. سبحان ربي الأعلى. سبحان ربي الأعلى. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى. سبحان ربي الأعلى. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
تحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليكم أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وصل على إبراهيم وعلى
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب واتوب لي. اللهم انت سلام ومنك سلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام. اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم لا مانع لما اعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولاخواننا الذين سبقونا بالايمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين امنوا ربنا انك رؤوف رحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. respected brothers, elders, inshallah. Just one final announcement, inshallah. Next week, Friday, after Jumu'ah, inshallah, we will be making a collection for Madani Girls School, which is situated in Whitechapel in East London, right next to nearby East London Masjid. So this is a school which caters for secondary education, and then also post 16 education as well. And then inshallah, they also have the Alimiyah program where students become alimat and they study right until Imam Bukhari rahimahullah sahih. So inshallah, please, we recommend that if you can please assist the organization, because of the situation of the VAT from the government, all the Islamic schools are struggling. So whatever funds you are able to bring in, inshallah, please do so. May Allah reward you, inshallah.